Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, it's a glimpse into our history like you've never seen before. Science Channel's all-new series, Secrets of the Underground, explores subterranean mysteries that have baffled scientists for centuries, secret underground passageways used by Al Capone, complex escape tunnels at Alcatraz, lost civilizations and structures. Leading us on the journey is Rob Nelson, scientist, tech fanatic, ecologist, filmmaker, explorer, Emmy-winning science communicator, beginning as a marine scientist, a bachelor's degree from the University of Miami, a year studying in Australia at James Cook University, a master's from the University of Hawaii, where he studied behavioral and population ecology, and a master's of fine arts in science filmmaking from Montana State University, recognized for his work in outdoor education. Winner of an Emmy for Mysteries of the Driftless, a documentary he wrote and produced. Lead director for the Untamed Science YouTube series at untamedscience.com. Science Media Special Jury Award winner for its unique reality approach to science storytelling. And now, host of Secrets of the Underground, all new on Science Channel, Tuesdays 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Rob Nelson with us on This Week in America. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Quite a list of things you have there on me.
So much that you've done, and here you are a scientist, and now you get to work with state-of-the-art technology. What is this like? Because you've got the cutting-edge technology that you can use on all these mysteries.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I would never have predicted that this is what I was going to do, you know, when I was a teenager. But essentially, I started out as a marine scientist, like you said, using tech to understand animals. And it was kind of a natural progression to start doing it for this show. A lot of the tech that we're using here is looking underground. It's things that geophysicists might use. But because I have a slightly different background, I think I can take a step back, look at it from a different perspective, and hopefully make it something that the audience can understand and really get excited about.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things with the series of the Underground. You're not just a host, you're a scientist explaining this. This really adds to the role, doesn't it? Because we get to see something through your eyes, through the eyes of a scientist.
Well, I hope that's one thing I do bring to the show, is that I have a pretty intense science background. And that does separate me from a lot of hosts. It also allows me to ask better questions.
Exactly.
In the field with scientists. Because I think sometimes people go a little bit light on the science, but this show is a great blend of pretty intense science, but made in a pretty adventurous way.
Yeah, you're able to take the science and the technology and weave it into a mystery. There's a good story with all of the segments. Let's talk about maybe my favorite. I'm looking forward to this, Al Capone. I love a good Al Capone story. What is his, we think of him with Chicago. What is his connection to Louisville?
Well, Louisville, Kentucky, for those of your listeners that drink bourbon, know that that's like bourbon capital of the world. Well, obviously Al Capone went to Louisville a lot, kind of to help funnel some of those booze back up to Chicago. Problem was, nobody ever caught him. They knew where he would hang out, which was the Seelbach Hotel in downtown Louisville. But the legend has it that he would escape through an underground tunnel network. Problem is, there's not an underground tunnel network right now that anybody knows about or has access to. And so we were trying to retrace the steps, kind of put the puzzle back together. We knew where he would play poker. You know, legend has lots of stories about that. And then we basically had to figure out how he would have escaped. And that's what we did in the show. We used a bunch of different tech to try to put the story together.
We're talking about Secrets of the Underground, the all-new series on Science Channel, Tuesdays 10 Eastern. Host scientist, tech fanatic, Emmy Award-winning science communicator Rob Nelson is with us on This Week in America. Let's talk a little bit about when you go into these different mysteries. This is a case, as you said, where people thought for years that he had this underground escape route. We go into Alcatraz, and for years they thought there was this complex series of tunnels. How difficult is it to go in with an open mind and not be influenced by what basically are urban legends in many of these cases?
That's a really good point you have there, Rick. I think it is really difficult to go into all of these places with an open mind. As a scientist, you're taught that you need to do that, but you can read in the history books, are there tunnels, are there not tunnels? But in this case, what was really intriguing is that the legend has it that there are tunnels. The people in the jails always thought that if they just dug through this wall or that wall, they'd get to the tunnels and allow them to escape. They've been debunked. But recently, a couple years ago, some people doing a survey on the rec yard found some anomalies, which indicate that there very well could be a tunnel system. So we went in with some more advanced technology, scanned the yard, also talked to some archaeologists who had some old maps. I can't give all the details away on this one, but there is something there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, as you go into these different mysteries, do they actually raise more questions than they answer, or is it a combination that you get some answers, but in some cases, there's still some questions that you can't answer?
Sure. I think it's a big misconception that people have that we know everything there is to know. Or if somebody publishes an article about something, that they definitively know that's the case. Sometimes, when say we went in with the show and started figuring it out, it's maybe one person, and it's their theory, and they're giving their best hypothesis as to what happened. And when we start looking at it, I don't know. Sometimes I was like, I'm not so sure that this is actually what's going on. And so it did bring up a lot of other questions while we were shooting. You're right.
I'm looking at some of the clips, and there's a moment where your reaction is, holy moly. And I get the impression there are probably a lot of holy moly moments as you're doing this.
Yeah, there are. I'm sure the editors could cut together a whole reel of me saying holy moly. I don't curse very much, so it usually comes out as like holy moly or Jiminy and Crickets or something like that. Once you see the tech pop up on the computer, you can't help but be like, oh my gosh, look at that. Like, for the first time, we're able to see it in three dimensions. And you can't just look underground and see a lot of these things, but the tech allows you to virtually see underground.
What is this like as a scientist? I mentioned in the beginning the award you received for UntamedScience.com and the approach to science storytelling, that you're actually able to go in and use science, expose it to people in a way that it's entertaining but enlightening at the same time. From a scientific standpoint, this has to be sort of a dream, isn't it, that you're able to reach the masses with some science?
Yeah, it really is. I think from studying science, the one thing that I realized is that sometimes people think science is boring. Science is not. It's active. People are doing it in real time and discovering cool things. And so if people watch this show, I think that's one thing I want them to take away. Also, as a scientist, most of the time you get really detailed about one particular research topic. Maybe it's fruit flies or bones of dinosaurs. But in this particular show, I was able to kind of step back, look at a lot of different topics. As a scientist, it gave me a great perspective on the underground, and I think the viewer will start taking that away from the show, too.
Got about a minute or so left in the program. As you were going through and determining what mysteries you were going to look into, and there are a number, you go to any part of the country, there are urban legends and mysteries, things that would be interesting. How did you go about setting up the stories for this series?
Well, I obviously can't take credit for the entire show. It's not, I'm one of about 25 people working on this show. It's quite a large production. But I'll tell you, the show is broken into three main categories. You have the archaeological things, human history, right, like Al Capone or shipwrecks. And then you've got geological things, like the big earthquake that might happen on the San Andreas Fault. And then you have what I like to call prehistory, things like dinosaurs and mammoths. So it's a nice blend of all three of those. And I think you'll see anything you like about science will be on the show.
We're talking about Secrets of the Underground, an all-new series on the Science Channel, Tuesdays 10 Eastern and Pacific. With us on the program, the host, scientist, tech fanatic, Rob Nelson. Rob, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to the series, Secrets of the Underground.
Thanks, Eric.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.